It's really cold around Wisconsin right now, but one winter tradition is back to give us a reason to go outside. Ice castles. There's one open to visitors in Lake Geneva, and another community-built ice castle is open in Eagle River. Rob Mentzer recently paid the Eagle River Ice Castle a visit. He's WPR's Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Well, good. Paint us a radio picture, Rob, of the ice castle you saw in Eagle River.
Sure. Well, it's a beaut. It's especially beautiful at night. It is built out of more than 2,000 of these like giant blocks of ice that they harvest out of Silver Lake, and there's a spire in the center that's like 33 feet tall. It's these 10 feet tall walls of ice, and they have it lit up from within at night, and it's right downtown Eagle River, and people come and take photos.
They would do it every year, I think, if they could, but there's some pretty tight parameters, I understand, Rob. What has to work out just right for them to be able to do this?
Right. There's really a tight window. So Eagle River is a snowmobiling capital, as a lot of people know. That's probably what it's maybe best known for, is a place people come from all over the place to go to snowmobile in that area in Vilas County. And every January, they have a world snowmobile tournament that brings thousands of people to town. And that happens in mid-January. And so the goal for the ice castle, that which is built by the fire department and community volunteers, is to have it constructed by the time of that snowmobile tournament, right? So in order to do that, the ice on the lake needs to be at least 12 inches thick by around the new year, and not more than 16 inches thick. So there's like a window in there. I asked also if they what about these snowmobilers? Why don't you could build it? You could still build it in January. And the chief there said that the other thing is that the sun starts to get too powerful by this. You know, if you wait too long, he said one year they built it and it lasted for 4 days. so that's not what you want out of your ice castle.
And this is the first time with those tight conditions, first time it's happened since 2018. How often do they actually get to pull this thing off, given those conditions you just mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, it is not every year thing at all, right? 2018 was the last one. I think that's sort of what the rotation is. It's every few years as opposed to every year. And of course, that does have the effect of it does make it like kind of special. People, the fact that this is an ice castle year gets people's attention, has people like me write stories about it, and you know, a bunch of local news stories will talk about it. And so even people I talked to when I was up there, they said, yeah, you know, this is, we wanted to get up here because this is not a, you know, we don't know when the next time you'll be able to see it is.
And there are some for-profit ice castles that happen elsewhere around the country. This is, as you mentioned, a community effort. When you talk to people up there, was there that sense of community pride? Like, yeah, we get together and build this thing?
Right, for sure. So primarily it is a function of the fire department, but they do have their people, you know, just people who pitch in. But even the fire department is a volunteer fire department, so most of those people are volunteering already their time and energy. It has such a fun history in Eagle River that the town first built an ice castle in 1933, and there were for a long time in the history of it, there was an ice company. You know, it used to be a business that you could have in Wisconsin, is selling blocks of ice for people's ice boxes. And the C.H. Hanke Ice Company sold the blocks of ice or provided the blocks of ice for the Eagle River Ice Castle. And that guy, Charles Hanke, was the fire chief back in the like 40s and 50s in Eagle River. In the late 80s, it was taken over by the fire department again. Some other organizations have been doing it, by the grandson of Charles Hanke. And who carried it on. His name was Jack Thomas, and now it's done by the current fire chief there. So there's really this kind of like fun community history to it as well.
Talking to Rob Mentzer, WPR reporter, about the Eagle River Ice Castle. It is back this year, first time since 2018. Looking at pictures on this cool website the hipsters are all talking about, Rob, at WPR.org. But something that strikes me is the purple lights, the purple lighting on the ice castle, and that has a significance. Can you tell us about it?
Right. So in Eagle River, a 10-year-old girl named Berkeley Adamovich died in December from a rare cancer, and she had been battling that cancer for over a year, and it was really the community had rallied around her family. One of her parents worked for the county there, and it's a small community. People know each other in Eagle River and in the Northwoods area, and so purple ribbons had become a way of showing support for Berkeley and for her family. So the purple light, which really is pretty, I mean, it really looks nice, mm-hmm. is a nod to and a way of honoring Berkeley.
Now, you mentioned this doesn't last too long once the sun starts shining brighter, Rob. How long is this expected to stay up and open?
Boy, it is hard to say. I don't think that it's likely to have melted much today, for instance.
I guess not, probably, yeah.
So it definitely depends a lot on the sun, but I mean, I think we're talking about weeks, not months, you know what I mean? I think that it starts to, and I'm sort of interested. To me, if I lived closer, I would like to see it sort of like half melted, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that'd be kind of fun too. But yeah, I think in its current form, I think that by mid-February, it's going to start to show signs of wear.
Now, it's a cold day today. I don't know how warm it was when you went to see it, Rob. I mean, do you feel like the coldness kind of radiating off of this thing?
Yeah, it's cold, and there's like you can't really go in it, but there's like places to sit. And I was like, no, thank you. I don't sit inside these blocks of ice. But people, you know, people take photos and they have trees around it and stuff. So it's cold, but I mean, it's Eagle River. It's already cold. People are cruising in on their snowmobiles and parking, you know, but they're like fully decked out, right? When you have your full bodysuit and eye protection and everything, you know, it's not so cold to you.
Now you're back in Wausau, Rob. What do you think? Could your community borrow this idea? Do you want it? Can we expect Wausau ice castles under your?
I think we could get it.
And you could be the king of the ice castle.
Well, now that appeals to me. There's an idea. I think we could get an ice castle. I think everybody should do it. Why not? What's stopping you? Everybody should make ice castles.
Maybe not the right amount of ice. Rob, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
All right. Thank you.
That's WPR's rural communities reporter, Rob Mentzer, with us today to talk about a community-built ice castle he visited in Eagle River. There's also a fee to see one in Lake Geneva. If you have pictures of an ice castle this year's or from ones in the past, or if you've worked to help build that one in Eagle River, love to hear from you. You can email ideas@WPR.org, post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, check out Rob's reporting, comment while you're there over at WPR.org, and check out those cool pictures. It really does look cool with those purple lights going on there.